War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
In more healthcare settings and respond to hotspots. The president will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community by community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is. Two, a renewed emphasis on getting the vaccines to more primary care doctors and physicians, something that we've seen.
A special focus on five ways to make gains in getting those of you who are unvaccinated, vaccinated. Because here's the deal. We are continuing to wind down the mass vaccination sites that did so much in the spring to rapidly vaccinate those eager to get their first shot and their second shot, for that matter, if they needed a second. Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
I had the great cold open. Okay, here's the question. You saw Jen Psaki, the President of the United States, talking from the podium that they're going to go door to door for these vaccines. What's your initial response, Mike? You're a patriot. You've been fighting for freedom and liberty. What are the folks out in the Midwest going to say about this?
Well, it's that's Nazi Germany. That's disgusting. That's the most disgusting thing I think I've ever heard. And this is what we're fighting for our freedoms in this country. It's just one more example of what everybody's seeing for that people are opening their eyes to see that this isn't, the old Democrat Party in there or whatever they're, thinking. This is communism. They're going door to door, and you're going to tell me that I'm going to take a vaccine? Absolutely not. My kids, my grandkids, it's not going to happen. This is
let me just say, they're going to say we're going to go to the door to door of the unvaccinated. So they've already got a master list. Mike Lindell, what'd you say about that? They already know who's got the vaccine and who doesn't. What do you say about that?
Well, I knew that was coming. I believe that started in Spain. I'm not sure, but I'd heard rumors of that way early on. They were going to make this big master list. And, that's why I've said before, it's mark of the beast in my mind. That's my opinion. That's where it's in the Bible. That's where it's manifesting too. I mean, when you tell people you have to take this, I did a speech over, to people in Israel. This is about a couple months ago. And they were trying to do there. They're going, everybody needs to take this. And I'm arguing with some higher ups. I said, if you want to take it, good for you, Special K, good for you. But why do you care then if it's such a good vaccine, what I do? What do you care what I do then? And they didn't really have a good argument. It's like, okay, if it's available to everybody, you shouldn't care what I do. I mean, available, not forced to take it, Different with the mask back then that didn't work. Back then I even wore a mask where they said, okay, if you're telling me I could hurt someone else by not wearing a mask, well, then I wore it when they put up their little rules. But I'll tell you what, I will never take the vaccine. They have suppressed everything in the world that works, from hydroxychloroquine to ceratavir to myoleander. There's over 30 things that work that you hear about out there. All they've done is suppress that. This is all about money. It's not even about money, I don't believe anymore. This is about control. This is about government control. This is about pure and simple evil in my mind. And I'll tell you, you come door to door, that's insanity. Okay. You try and tell children that they're going to have to take it. That's unbelievable.
But here's what they're doing. We're 45 days away from August 15th, the beginning of school for a lot of people, between August 15th and Labor Day. What they're doing, they're going to go door to door to the churches. He said, we're going to go to the churches. They've already said to get to herd immunity that they don't count who's had the virus before. Right. They don't count antibodies. They don't count T cells. They said Fauci's been saying, and he said this back in the AP interview back in February, that the herd immunity is only for the number of people who got vaccinated. And that number has got to be 90% now. Right. Normally herd immunity is like 60 to 65%, 90%. And he said we're going to have to vaccinate the adolescents starting in the fall and the school children by the end of the year. This is to make the argument to parents and to basically single you guys out that come August 15th. they're going to be looking to vaccinate all the school children. Here's the thing, Mike. You're a numbers guy. Have they made a case to you on evidence-based, science-based, and database that it's absolutely necessary for the people that are vaccine hesitant, not the anti-vaxxers, but the vaccine hesitant people? Have they made a case to you that you absolutely have to vaccinate the school children and the adolescents?
No, it's just the opposite. There's been case made where they shouldn't be vaccinated. Look at the mathematical stats on any child that got sick from this at all, or any of them that died. I mean, you have to. None of them have shown us anything because of, once again, that was another thing that was suppressed in the media and covered up on Facebook with Alan Duke fact checking all these things back then. You said, hey, this works, or, you know, kids don't get it. Why are kids having to do this? Why do kids have to wear a mask when it actually proved now that it hurt them? I've got a couple kids I met from Iowa where they were forced to wear masks, and if they didn't, well, they couldn't wear them because it was a medical thing. They put them in cages down in these schools in Iowa, and these plexiglass cages. So there's actually stuff out there where it's just the opposite of what they're trying to do to us. That's been the world we're living in this whole past, for sure, since November 4th. We're living in the Twilight Zone. What's good is bad. What's bad is good. But this is logical. No, it's not. This is logical. And if they've tried to just turn everything on its head and deflect. I mean, if you also, this could be also another big deflection. Let's throw this out there. We know Mike's got the symposium on the 12th, 13th, or the 10th, 11th, and 12th of August. And let's try and get as much damage we can do to this country before we get this president out of there and get this election pulled down. How much damage are they doing? But you know what? Everybody's watching this. Democrats now, Republicans, everybody knows this election was stolen, and you're more and more open to it every day because nothing makes sense of what they're doing.
Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
From the White House, just a few minutes ago, Joe Biden announced in his press secretary that they are going to go door to door for the vaccine hesitant to ensure that you've had the vaccine, to find out why you haven't taken it, and more details to follow. Mike Lindell, before we talk about the November 3rd situation and Alan Dukes' comments this morning on our morning show, what would be your advice to Joe Biden if you were sitting in the Oval Office, given the fact that you run a massive organization, you're in touch with people every day, you're one of the leaders of this populist movement? What would you say to Joe Biden?
Resign. You don't know what you're talking about. You're getting misinformation, or you're part of a big scheme. This is disgusting what he said. And the media, I don't even know how you spin this. It's just horrible that he would even think about doing something like this. And it's just all the more reason that we have to get this election pulled down. It's just shameful. My advice to him is, you know, do something for our country. Go, you know, come and see the evidence. Maybe come to the symposium yourself and go, wow, oh, I really did lose. Pull this down and get out of there.
Are you inviting Joe Biden to come to Sioux Falls, South Dakota? August 10th, 11th, the 12th, would you show it to him in advance if the president was to come out there?
Absolutely. You know, him and Alan Duke together. I mean, it's absolutely what you need to. Anyone that sees what we have, that's who I want. The more higher up, or the more people that have influence, the better, because they're going to go, you guys, this is an emergency. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. Let's get this election pulled down now. And so, yes, they should. Obviously, he couldn't come himself. It'd be a free for all. But he could certainly send his best cyber guys and make the public well aware of that. He could make an announcement, or his little mouthpiece there. She could go out there and say, you know what? We're going to send two of our best cyber guys to the symposium on August 10th, 11th and 12th. And, you know, and then and we're going to live stream it. So we're not going to hide anything. We're going to be full disclosure to the public, you know, so she doesn't have to say, well, let me check on that afterwards. Let me get back to you.
Let me circle back. OK,
Yeah.
Okay, Alan Dukes said today on our show that he's actually a good friend of yours. He's trying to protect you. He thinks you're a patriot, but he's a patriot. He texts you all the time. They spent 90 minutes with you trying to show the error of your ways after the first film came out. And all he's trying to do is protect you, what he called scam artists, Dennis Montgomery, Mary Fanning, all the stuff's made up. He's trying to protect you to make sure that you don't make a fool of yourself. What's your response, Mike?
Well, the same thing I responded him by text. I said, shame on you, Alan Duke. You know, he's done more damage to this country. I actually brought it back in my text to him and said, look at all the fake news you covered up, or all the fake news flags you covered up when it amounted to the vaccine. He even did it to me with the Mayo Leander back in the day when a person had taken it. And he said, no, they didn't. It's false. Well, turned out they did. So he had to change it, but Facebook doesn't give your stuff back. So Alan's done, he's already been through this with the vaccines and all that. Now it's just a different thing. I said, Alan, you get to just say, oops, I made a mistake. Well, give me a break. Here's what he said to me. He said, Mike, I don't believe your data. I don't believe, I got it right here on my phone, in quotes, I don't believe your data is correct. Well, you know what, Alan, you haven't seen my data. I have spent millions of dollars on independent white hat hackers, some that work for the government still that protect our country, some that don't. They've seen the data. They've seen the packet captures. It doesn't matter where I've got them or who got them. They're real. They show that Donald Trump won by over 10 million votes. I mean, I don't know where he's getting this. And then he's saying, these guys, he brings up Mary Fanning and them. You know what? They probably have the same thing. There's only one truth here, Steve. There's only one truth. 100 thousands of people could have my same data because one truth out there.
Two things. Your team is different than Mary Fanning and Dennis Montgomery. And would you commit? He's offered. He can't be there those days, but he's offered to sit down with a team that you would sign off that had the right criteria to sit down and go through your data. Would you commit to that? He's committed to do it.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We'll do it before the symposium. We planned on doing that anyway, having a couple other ones, because we want people to come in and say, here in a private setting, big influencers like your Alan Duke that have hurt our country more than anyone I can imagine. I mean, this, when you have one guy that can just decide if it's, I believe that Mike Lindell, he got his data from over here, but he's never seen the data. You know, it wouldn't matter if I got the data from Mary or whoever, or Dennis, whoever, it wouldn't matter. He's never seen the data. But he said he believes the data is not true. So you know what? I would bring him in. The only way I would do this is if he would do a public apology to the world on national TV, including Fox News, and do a public apology right next to Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. They can apologize together the damage they've done to our country. But he can sit there and at least apologize and say, we made a mistake again, just like we did with the vaccine, where it came from. You know, if he does that, if he's willing to do that, not if he's wrong, when he's wrong, and this data shows that. And then I want him also to announce what the real totals of the election are, and he signs off on it. Here's the real totals, everybody. I, Alan Duke, solemnly swear, and then I'm going to buy him a new stamper, Steve. I'm going to buy him a new stamper for Facebook. True, 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 true. He'll wear out his arm covering up all the lies he told on Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to put that deal together. Last thing, but you used other people besides Dennis Montgomery and Mary Fanning. That was his other accusation. Your Whiteout hackers or your team that pulled this down together was separate.
I have over involved in this. I probably have 14 people minimum, and private white hat hackers, some that still work for the government, that validated information. Yeah, this goes, you know, this goes far and wide. I didn't just start. Steve, when I got this information on January 9th, when I got that piece, and that piece of information, actually, to be perfectly honest, Mary Fanning had it on America, her journalist, she's a journalist, she had reported the same thing. And when I got it, though, I took it and I went to sources, different sources, four different sources. Then I had the data validated, revalidated. I've spent millions upon millions of dollars on this. It's not. And you said Alan Duke after I made the movie Absolute Interference, everybody, I spent 2 months on that, validated everything in Absolute Proof. 2 months with impartial and one of them's even a Democrat. These guys, you know, for their political affiliation, to validate these packet captures and all this data. And I come out and we did Absolute Interference. Steve, if you remember, Alan Duke looked at it for maybe a day and put false information over the top of it. I went on a 5-hour rant against Alan and people started calling him. So what did he do? He flipped all the calls back over to my cell phone. I flipped them back over to his and we had to have a little standoff there. You know.
Okay, we got to bounce. Last thing, your advice to Joe Biden today on the day he announces they're going to go door to door. It's the lives of others. The American Stasi is here. It's the Biden administration. What is your advice to Joe Biden again, sir?
He needs to resign. He really does. He needs to resign for the American people. He lost the election. He needs to admit that he lost the election and quit trying to destroy our country right now, before we get this symposium done and get this election pulled down. Why are you trying to destroy our country? People that took the vaccine, if it works so good, well, then they, you know, you shouldn't have to worry about what I do. And you certainly should not have to worry about what children do when it's already proven it's not good for them or it's not, they don't need it. And none of this, you got to realize there's been stuff too, Steve. The disturbing thing is we don't know all the facts out there because the media suppressed this. There were things that worked. They've already showed, like hydroxychloroquine, that worked out there, but they wouldn't let it out because then you couldn't have bypassed the FDA for this emergency use thing for these vaccines. This is all a big, they've demonized all of this. It's all, to me, it's all tied in together from China.
Okay. Okay, how do people get to you? I know you got Frank TV, Frank Speech, you got Lindell TV.
Frank
how do
Speech,
people track
Frank
you?
Speech, Frank Speech, everybody's got to keep going there. We've announced this symposium. It's going to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You got to keep getting the word out that we're going to have this. No, the public cannot get there. But what I need you to do, public, keep sending people to frankspeech.com so that you can see all the politicians you need to reach out to. We're going to invite them all. We're going to send them all invites. But you can put the pressure on them to make sure they're there. They need to be there, just like Alan Duke has committed that he's going to have Martin there. We need these politicians to be there, too. And we also need the media to be there. I would love everybody to send letters, call Fox News, whatever you can do to Fox and say, hey, start reporting our election of 2020. Start reporting what's going on right now. The great things going on in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. These things are going. Have them report that that there's a symposium and maybe they should come. You think that might be news? You know, they're not even, I bet you Fox won't even put, maybe they will put that Joe Biden wants to go door to door with them and make people take a shot. Maybe Fox will report that. Who knows, Steve? I don't know. But that's what we need to do. You can also, I want everyone to, I always put this up, the Lindell Recovery Network.org. Anybody in addiction, we just went over that again today. And people keep asking me, how can they help? I will tell you right now, if you want to help, you can go to Lindell Legal Offense Fund, LindellLegalFund.com, or I mean .org, LindellLegalFund.org. You can help out there. All that money is going to this symposium. I've just done that today. I said, you know what? We're going to put it all there. And no, it's not tax deductible, but it's going to help out. It's going to help save this country. So you want to help out. That's a great place to do it.
We'll put it up in the live chat. Mike, thank you very much for joining us. Controversial as ever. We'll make sure Alan Duke gets to work. Okay, short commercial break. Dr. Naomi Wolf, she warned you months ago about the vaccine passports. Now they're coming to your door. Dr. Naomi Wolf next. Bernie Kerik, Father Altman, Joe Allen. We're packed in the second half. Hang on in the War Room.
War Room. Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back to the War Room. Remember, support the fight for freedom. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Promo code War Room, one-time special deal, just continuing another day. the Giza Dream Sheets, 50% off, as low as $49.99. Support Mike Lindell. Support the MyPillow company, great manufacturing company up in Minnesota, and, of course, the War Room apparatus. MyPillow.com. We've got our own landing page, our own square. Once you go on there, type in promo code War Room. Go. It's discounts on just about everything, up to 66% off certain products. But this key sale is not going to last forever. Giza sheets, 50% off, as low as $49.99. Okay, we got Dr. Naomi Wolf. She was gracious enough to change her schedule to come on because she warned us about this. It turns out, I think it was in February. It seems like just a couple of months ago. In February, she warned the world, hey, I see where this is going. It's going to vaccine passports. Dr. Naomi Wolf, did you ever think you'd get to the day where from the podium at the White House, Jen Psaki and then Joe Biden would stand up and said, hey, we're going door to door. For the vaccine hesitant, we're going door to door. What are your thoughts, observations, and analysis?
I mean, it's a shocking and tragic day for this country. And I didn't think I'd see it in my lifetime because I thought people would fight back more effectively before now. At the same time, it's very predictable. Tyrants, when they're trying to close an open society, as I say over and over, always take the same 10 steps. And if you don't stop them at step three, they get to step eight, which is knocking on people's doors, frightening them, getting information from neighbors about neighbors, compiling a database. I could tease out why it's so terrifying and what it leads to next if you want me to. But I can tell you historically that, you know, the black shirts did this, the brown shirts did this. Every closed society.
Is this the American Stasi? You had Facebook the other day say, start reporting on your neighbors, your friends, your loved ones if you think they're getting caught up in this extremism. Do you think this is the American Stasi? They're now going to go start knocking on the doors. This is not the War Room saying this, not Steve Bannon saying this. This is Joe Biden and Jen Psaki. And they've got a nice list of five things they're going to do. But they're going to go to the churches. They're going to go to the schools. And remember, as you and I have talked about, August 15th, the kids go back. And it's Fauci that said they get the full herd immunity. And he's not taking into consideration the antibodies or the T cells of people who have already had the virus. He says you got to go to 90% of vaccinations. The math just shows you that means adolescents and school children. And he said it, adolescents starting in the fall, school children by the end of the year. Is this is what they're teeing it up to do? Do you think, Dr. Wolf, to go door to door to basically come back and say, we got to vaccinate the school kids? What are your thoughts, ma'am?
I mean, certainly that's the push. And I just interviewed a former Trump administration Health and Human Services official who was talking about how they're not counting existing immunity so that they can get adolescents and they can get children and they can get these groups, young adults, who are not at great risk for COVID. But I think we've got to step back and see the big picture. This isn't about the vaccines. The Nazis did this too. They created health passports and they created a fixation with what percent of your blood was this or that, or who you were married to, or what kind of music you were listening to, or whether you made jokes about the Fuhrer. None of those things were important. What was important was, you know, once you've got people knocking on doors, ostensibly to make sure you're vaccinated, what's important is it's a metric, a through line to kill the Fourth Amendment, to kill HIPAA, to kill the protection of the privacy of your home, to put pressure on people to inform on their neighbors. I've got a really scary document that was given to me called COVID-19 Vaccine Confidence Rapid Community Assessment Guide. And it sends people out into the community, human subject considerations, data collection tools and analysis, social media listening, social media monitoring tools, platform analytics. It's an excuse to get into your home to find out. You don't know if they're going to be recording you when you open the door. You know, you don't know what kind of Fourth Amendment violations there will be. And as a former single mom, you know, it's going to be terrifying. I know I can get a lawyer. I know I don't have to answer questions. But a lot of people are going to be undocumented or unemployed or scared, or, you know, just single moms who are frightened at people showing up at their door, single dads. And they will answer all kinds of questions just to get these strangers to go away. And so they're clearly building a database. And history shows that you know, when people build databases, I mean, IBM built the Nazis database so that they could go in at lightning speed and round people up, you know, specific people. They could build an enemies list. They could build an undesirables list. It is not good. And we have so many laws protecting us from that in this country, ranging from the Fourth Amendment, which I mentioned, which was brought about because of a very similar situation in which
unlawful search and seizures. Let me ask you real quickly. Is part of this the success that the Patriots have had of rallying to your cause of the four freedoms of daily clout? I think it's .io. You've gone around to these state legislatures. The Patriots have turned up and said, we don't want this state level. Biden specifically says we're going to federalize this process. Is this because Patriots have rallied and stopped this at the state level? Is this why Joe Biden now is going to federalize this effort, ma'am?
I mean, I'm glad you asked. I've seen a really beautiful thing as I've traveled across the country. Partly it's this community, but many groups from across the political spectrum have joined forces at the state level. And state after state after state has said, you know what, we're going to pass a bill to ban vaccine passports. We're going to ban vaccine discrimination. Governors like DeSantis have said, I'm going to veto, you know, any kind of coercion or coercive bill around vaccine passports. So there's been such pushback, and it's transpartisan, though I have to say mostly Republican led at the state level, that I do think that they're changing strategy because they're not being effective at the state level. And so it's a scary hand of the federal government saying we're going to bypass the state, the will of the state legislatures and the state governors and the will of the people state by state. And we're going to turn, you know, basically the CDC and, you know, health boards into black shirts and brown shirts. Basically, I don't want to use inflated language, but that is the next step. That is, like, what's the next step is they take your child away if you haven't vaccinated him or her. Like, that's the next step. Or they take you to a quarantine camp if you can't show your vaccination papers. I mean, that may sound a tiny bit anxious or inflated, but as you can see, Steve, you know, over and over since 2008, I've called it, you know, and just by studying history, call it in advance. This is the next step. So the next step after this is you don't have any more privacy in your home. Your neighbors are informing on you, and they will ask your kids to. I mean, look, they're vaccinating teenagers without parental consent in many states. What is going to stop the FEMA people or the CDC people from accosting your 15-year-old or your 13-year-old when they leave your home and saying, "Look, tell us the truth. You know, here's a $100 gift card for." You know, Amazon, is your mom vaccinated? You know, like do the right thing for the community. It's straight up, you know, I said it before, I'll say it again, CCP style, Stalinist style, every kind of totalitarian severing of privacy, family bonds, the Constitution.
Dr. Wolf, how do people, we're jammed for time. We appreciate you changing schedule. It was a dailyclout.io. How do they get there to join your cause, to stop this at the state level, get more information? We're going to have you back on later in the week about what people can do to stop this. But how do they get access to you on social media and your website?
Yeah, we have to fight this at the state level, but we also have to enlist representatives now at the federal level because, you know, it's been escalated. So they can go to dailyclout.io, become subscribers, become members. And, you know, even if you don't join up with us, contact your elected officials, you know, mobilize, gather in town halls, protest. Do not let this happen. There's been success with moms just protecting their children's bodies from coerced vaccination, parents protecting their college age kids. It's not about the vaccines now, it's about freedom. So stand up and peacefully say no.
Dr. Wolf, thank you so much for coming on today. Appreciate it. Great fight. I want to bring in Bernie Carrick. Bernie, I know this is stunning. You've been police commissioner of the greatest city in the world, one of the most complex metropolitan areas. I wanted to have you on here to talk about the implosion and anarchy over the weekend, 4th of July weekend. But I got to ask you, did you ever think you'd see Joe Biden, a commander in chief, step up to the podium in the White House and say, you're going to go door to door? Oh, we don't have Bernie? We lost Bernie? Sorry about that. Bernie dropped. We lost him. Let's bring in now Father Altman. Do we have Father Altman? Is he ready to go? Can we bring Father Altman in? Okay, if not, I would not have let Dr. Wolf go. Kept her on? No. Okay, I want to recap where we are. Sorry, we've had a few technical problems here. So, Joe Biden today announced, and his press secretary announced, from the podium at the White House that because of vaccine hesitancy, that they're now going to go door to door in the United States. They're going to go door to door and start to find out the reason that you haven't had the vaccine. Other questions, I'm sure, are going to come up. And we've been warned about this. Dr. Naomi Wolf warned us about this months and months ago. She said they're going to have these vaccine passports. She laid the whole thing out. Here's what's going to happen. Here's the progressions, how it's going to happen. Now, why did they choose Tuesday, July 6th to break this after the 4th of July holiday? Here's why they did it. Obviously, the numbers are in free fall of the vaccines because people have common sense, and particularly among ethnic communities. African Americans and Hispanics have tremendous common sense, very family oriented. The case has not been made to them by data or science, right? By data or science or evidence that they need to take the vaccine, so they're vaccine hesitant, right? Or their children have to take the vaccine. So in this in the broad scope of America right now, there's no way you get to herd immunity because they're not calculating. They refuse to calculate people that have had the vaccine, that have had the disease, that have had the virus, right, and have natural antibodies from the virus or have T cells. And that is the normal calculation when you get to herd immunity. They absolutely refuse. They absolutely refuse to calculate that. And so they've said, Mr. Fauci said this months ago, that it's going to take 90% vaccination. That number is just pulled out of the air. There's never been any justification. There's never been any better of analysis put forward. And if there is, please somebody show it to me. Sanjay Gupta, please come forward with how we get to herd immunity. It has to be 90% vaccinations. Because Fauci was caught out. We caught the buried lead in the AP interview and what he told Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show months ago. He said, oh, yeah, but to get there mathematically, you're going to have to vaccinate the children. They're going to start with the adolescents in the fall and then get. They said the school children will be vaccinated by the end of the year. He's made it as a statement of fact. Why are they doing this now? Because, ladies and gentlemen, roughly around the middle of August, a lot of the school systems start going back. And the focus here is absolutely to include the adolescent school kids and the children. OK, and Naomi Wolf, I think, summed it up best. What are they going to do? And this whole thing of Stasi, remember Lives of Others, is a tremendous movie made about East Germany. The Stasi, for those who don't know it, were the secret police in East Germany. And what was their power? Just like the Marxists, just like Mao Zedong, just like the Bolsheviks. You start to inform on each other, neighbor against neighbor, friend against friend, and then family members, and particularly the kids. You have the kids start telling about the parents' lives. This is what the struggle sessions, the Cultural Revolution are. Is that what we're going to lead to, is struggle sessions? Is this what's going to happen? Is now they're going to have go around and have the school children start to talk about their parents? And what do their parents have? Do their parents have the vaccine? Are their parents holding them back from the vaccine? Dr. Naomi Wolf called this shot months ago, okay? They cut her off of social media. They've been trying to shut her down. Everything she said months ago is coming to fruition today. Because at the White House, from the Brady Room, at the podium, they announced we're going door to door. And they actually said we're going door to door to check on the unvaccinated. Now, how they have that information, who knows? Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to return in the War Room in just a moment.